Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is Dr. Brianna Lutz. We talked about the importance of detoxification and elimination and how the body looks after itself. Doctor, you mentioned how you like to start out with your patients, making sure they have good bowel movements, and then adding some of these other supportive processes to that. What are some of those other processes?
I look at it in a stage-wise process, getting them to focus on eliminating through the bowels first. And then we're kind of moving upstream and looking at the liver and how the liver is metabolizing. So the liver is, as I mentioned earlier, our main filter for our body. So it's responsible for all of our internal processes, from cholesterol to detoxifying our own hormones, to eliminating all of these different metabolic byproducts from cellular functioning. But then it can be overrun with all of the other burdens we're throwing at it. So the liver is actually amazing. It's an organ that can regenerate itself. It can create its own new cells. So from this restorative capacity, there's one herb that I find really, really useful. It's called milk thistle. So some people have heard about milk thistle before. And one of the main constituent properties of this is silymarin complex. So silymarin is multiple constituents that work together to upregulate and support liver function. So really great studies of actually promoting cellular regeneration of liver cells. So we get an increase in overall functioning because we have more cells to do that work. It's very protective to the liver as well. It looks to create glutathione. And glutathione is one of our main antioxidants in the body. And two, it works on both phases of the liver. So the liver has a couple of different processes to fully eliminate within our system. Phase one is more predominant to make components more fat soluble, and then phase two looks to make things more water soluble so we can then eliminate it from our system and it doesn't end up recirculating. Milk thistle is basically a daily protective tonic that we can utilize, quite safe, quite gentle on our system, but it's more about that restoration, that regeneration, and then supporting like overall liver function.
Is there any restrictions to who could do a milk thistle as a daily tonic?
It's a mostly safe herb. Off the top of my head, I don't know any contraindications other than pregnancy that we wouldn't want to recommend it. Some people, there is a potential for hypersensitivity, especially if they have any type of allergy to that plant family. But again, before use, people should consult their primary care provider.
Protecting the liver. So you said start with the bowel movements. So as a practitioner, you would make sure that's working in your patient. Mm-hmm. And then you want to go to the liver because the liver is filtering everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of our main filters. And I always talk about it as different factories that are having an effect or are responsible for elimination of certain things. So while milk thistle is working on the overall functioning of the liver, we can start to get a little bit more specific with other herbs that we're incorporating. So we do have a formulation called HepatoDR, and this has still milk thistle within the formulation, but it's also incorporating other liver herbs that are going to support, again, that overall effect, but also look at different specific metabolic or detoxification pathways. So we have dandelion and globe artichoke, wild yam, Oregon grape. And these work not only on the detoxification pathways of the liver, but they're also working on the production and the flow of bile. Not only is bile important and responsible for digestive capacity, so breaking down fats, bile in the body is also a mild or gentle laxative. So if people don't produce bile on their own or insufficiency in bile production, they can struggle with not having bowel movements in the first place. So by aiding this bile production and flow, this is also an additional component of detoxification. Bile is really important for helping to metabolize or break down our hormones. There are some studies that showing it helps to eliminate different heavy metals from the body. So again, supporting bile production and flow can actually help to aid in detoxification as well.
Now, can all of this be done without a naturopath or a doctor's overview? Like, presuming that we're generally healthy, that hepato-DR, that's going a little bit deeper. That's a little more comprehensive.
Yeah, so because it's working on the liver and gallbladder in terms of bile production, if somebody has gallbladder issues, like if they have gallstones or bile duct obstruction, again, that's something that they'd want to consult with their doctor with. If they have any issues with high or low blood pressure or kidney or liver issues, again, it's something that they may not be able to take the Hepato-DR. Or again, if there's like an allergy to the Daisy family. So if they have a medical condition or they're on certain medications, so medications, because they're oftentimes metabolized through the liver, sometimes where you wouldn't want to look at aiding the liver because you can increase the drug clearance. But otherwise, if people don't have any health issues or not, they're not on any medications or they don't have this allergies, it would generally be safe for people.
There are people that don't have a gallbladder.
Yes, that's a great point. So, for somebody who doesn't have a gallbladder, the role and responsibility of the gallbladder is actually to store bile. So, the liver is going to make bile and then it's going to get concentrated and stored in the gallbladder. So, basically, when we eat and we have like a fatty component to what we're eating, the bile will get released from the gallbladder and then that will help to break down those foods. Now, if somebody doesn't have a gallbladder, the liver is picking up the slack of the gallbladder, and it's like you don't necessarily have that bile on demand. So you're looking to have the liver create and move that bile to have an effect to break down that fat. So for somebody who doesn't have a gallbladder, some additional liver support may actually be beneficial because it's looking to support that bile production and flow that's going to have an effect so they can digest their fats more easily and then again also have all of those additional benefits that bile has in the body.
What is the next stage of your detoxification and elimination process?
So then I'm looking at our other organs of elimination or emunctories, such as the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system, there are a lot of things that people can do on their own to help move their lymphatic fluid. So I talked about earlier, like moving your body. If you're not moving your body, you're not moving your circulation, and then therefore you're not promoting that lymphatic clearance. To move lymph fluid as well, some people are incorporating practices like dry brushing. Some people are using compression socks, like when they fly, or if they're on their feet all day, making sure they don't get excess lymphatic or fluid accumulation in their legs. I like to recommend contrast showers, where you're looking to have a warm or hot shower as per usual, and then at the very end you would crank it down to cold. And so that contrast in temperature is actually going to promote better circulation, especially of the skin and the lymphatic system. And that's a nice means of detoxifying or moving that lymphatic fluid. What's interesting, and there's probably not a lot of equivalence in, say, even like medical sphere or even certain nutrients or nutraceuticals, but herbs can be really good for moving lymphatic tissue. So there is a classification of herbs. We call them lymphatics. We can also call them alteratives, but lymphatic herbs are going to promote and almost gently irritate the lymphatic system to help flush the fluid and those waste products out of that organ type structure, those cellular type structures. So I think the lymphatic system is underutilized or poorly emphasized component of elimination that I think holds a ton of merit and I think can be really effective in reducing some of those signs of toxicity or sluggishness in people's systems.
When I heard you speak on a previous occasion, you talked about the importance of the lymphatic system relative to infection.
Our lymphatic system is also how our white blood cells can eliminate different infections. Our white blood cells, or part of our immune system, can circulate through the blood. and they can also be harbored and kind of stored or on alert in our different lymph nodes to activate when there is an infection present. So when people feel their neck and they're like, oh, I feel like these little lumps in my neck or those inflamed lymph nodes because they're fighting off an infection. When our white blood cells and our immune system actually looks to deactivate or kill the infection, all of that, what we call it, I call it pathogenic debris. So all of the debris from killing off that infection is kind of harbored in the lymph nodes. And I think that there's sometimes poor resolution from infections because we're not actually clearing out all of this pathogenic debris. So through incorporating or activating the lymphatic system, we can look to flush out, again, those old white blood cells and the pathogenic debris and be more proactive in preventing infection in the future. What's cool about the lymph system is not only is it related to our immune system when it comes to those different lymph nodes, so most people associate that within their neck, but we also have that within our entire digestive tract as well. We call it like our malt and our gulp in our digestive tract, which is this lymphatic tissue that is really beneficial for our immune system and where we get that response in our digestive tract. Also really important for hormonal balance within our system, or when people have water retention or bloating associated with hormonal fluctuations, the lymphatic tissue can really play into that as well. So, and are responsive to different hormones. So it's really cool.
Just as you were describing that, we talk about toxins, and you alluded to it earlier in that with a cleanse, you can sometimes be too aggressive and stir up too much all at once. So the body will store these toxins. It'll just tuck it away and without actually eliminating it. You're saying the lymph can get plugged up, so to speak, in that regard, but there's also fat tissue as well?
Yeah, it depends on the type of the toxin, because there are some that are more water soluble or some that are more fat soluble. So that's where it sometimes also plays into those two different phases of your liver, because some people might have what we call quote unquote overactive phase one. So they're actually making, their liver is actually making those toxins more fat soluble. So then our body is just like absorbing them and storing them in fatty tissue. So some weight loss resistance can be associated to the body storing off those toxins and not being able to let them go. And then that fatty tissue kind of accumulates. We can also see it circulating in our blood too. And then I say that's where we're more so seeing that brain fog and fatigue. And then when it's in our lymphatic system, it's going to feel more sluggish, or we feeling like our limbs are really heavy. Some people might experience it as just like general muscle aches. They're like, oh, I feel like I walked 20K yesterday, but like I was on the couch all day and I didn't do anything. So kind of disproportionate muscle pain. And then we can also just see it in the bowel. So if we're not having complete bowel movements, those different toxins or different waste products can actually just stay in the colon, can stay in the digestive tract, and can cause some bloating or, again, sluggishness in people's systems. The body is pretty good at walling things off or putting it places for later until it can actually deal with it.
At The Healthy Habit, we have a brand called St. Francis Herb Farm, and they have these tinctures made up that are ready to go to assist in these different remedies. The lymphatic herbs, and again, can anybody pretty much do these? Again, we're presuming that we're in general good health, we're not on medications. Is there any sort of guideline to that?
Yeah, I'd actually say the labeling is really good on that formulation. So the brand that you're talking about and the formulation is called Lymph Tonic. And so that is St. Francis Herb Farm's lymphatic support. It does a good job of outlining different medical conditions or medications that you wouldn't be able to take the lymph tonic if you were on any of those medications or have those conditions. Lymphatic herbs are safe in varying degrees. So we have really mild lymphatic herbs like nettles that a lot, I would say, is very safe. And majority of people can take nettles like as a tea or as a tincture. But then there's some herbs like poke root or what we call phytolacca, which has a lower safety profile in low doses. So like poke root is an ingredient in the lymph tonic as a means, and we call it for pokey people and helps to eliminate some of that sluggishness. So again, that can be contraindicated in some people based on their conditions or their medications. It's also why we don't necessarily recommend lymph tonic long term. And so you would use it in shorter intervals. Maybe if you wanted to do a bit of a supported elimination or a supported detoxification, say in the spring, or we're using it as indicated post-infection. So after a cold or flu, and you're looking to promote lymphatic kind of recovery after that infection. But again, it's not necessarily something that I would recommend people take every day. But again, something like nettles that has a very safe herbal profile is something that somebody could easily take every day.
So, Doctor, we've come to the end of our time. I want to just thank you for joining us here on Insights for Health. Do you have any summarizing statements?
Well, I first want to say thank you so much for having me. And I just want to remind people of the incredible capacity of your body to eliminate and that your body can do it on its own with the right tools.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. Visit us at The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.